Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips. This is episode 286. It's the first of a two-parter, which are the last two teaching tips I shall record for 2022. This week, we'll be looking at reviewing our preaching and teaching year. And next week, we'll be talking about previewing our preaching and teaching year to come, 2023. So a review, and then hopefully a bit of vision. We're going to use Revelation 2, verses 18 to 29 to help us with this. This is what the Spirit says, what Jesus says, to the church in Thyatira or Thyatira. I don't know. I've heard it pronounced both ways. Perhaps you can enlighten me. I shall say Thyatira for today. So the church in Thyatira write, and today we'll just look at the first few verses till verse 25. These are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire, feet like burnished bronze. I know your deeds, your love, your faith, your service, perseverance, and that you're now doing more than you did at first. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality, the eating of food sacrificed to idols. I've given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling. So I will cast her on a bed of suffering, and I will make those who commit adultery with her suffer intensely unless they repent of their ways, of her ways. I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches hearts and minds, and I will repay each of you according to your deeds. I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teaching and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burden on you except to hold on to what you have until I come. We're going to use the framework here to review our preaching and teaching year. You may say, well, what has this got to do with preaching and teaching in this passage? No, nothing directly, but it's more using this as an example of how Jesus is helping a church to review where they are at and actually giving them a vision, which comes in the next few verses, which we will look at next time. So Jesus is helping a church to be sober, to be, to help it to examine itself. And I hope that the same kind of principles and framework we could use here might help us in thinking about our preaching and teaching year that we've had, our growth, our development, and things to work on and to pay attention to. I suppose that's what we're really trying to do, is to pay attention to the things that the Spirit is bringing to our attention. But the first thing to say before we dig into the passage is to note that the very first thing that is presented here to the church, and we should have first and foremost in our hearts and minds, is an amazing, inspiring picture of Jesus, the Son of God, eyes like blazing fire, feet like burnished bronze. In other words, whatever the Spirit says to the churches has got to be in the context of, isn't Jesus amazing? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he powerful? And as you and I go into thinking about our preaching and teaching year in 2022, that's the point. It's been about Jesus. Everything you've done in preaching and teaching, it's been about Jesus. Hopefully it's been really about Jesus, but it is for him. We preach and teach primarily because of him and for him, not to please people, not to please ourselves, not because we like preaching and teaching or we have some duty to do it, but because of him. And I hope that's the key point here more than anything else. So, three quick questions, and I'll leave you to contemplate what your answers might be. Firstly, what has gone well this year, 2023? What's gone well? The first thing the Spirit does is he tells the church, I've noticed the things you've been doing well. Your deeds, your love, your faith, presumably deeds of love and deeds of faith. Service, serving other people. Perseverance, really important. I mean, it's easy to love and have faith and serve for a short time, but these are people who've done it with perseverance and that they're now doing more than they did at first. So they're growing. Isn't that wonderful? Imagine that. You know, Jesus is saying to you, I've noticed your love, your deeds, your service, your perseverance, and that you're growing. Isn't that fantastic? So one of the things we want to think about is what has gone well this last year. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. Write it down. Write down what you think you've done well or what other people have told you. And one of the best ways to figure this out is to pay attention to the feedback you've been getting. I get some comments online. Very nice to get a comment just the other day saying that the video that's been watched more than any other, which is about how to preach for the first time, helped someone in preparing their first ever lesson. It's gratifying to hear that. But you can often get insight into how you're growing and how you're doing by listening to what people are telling you online or in person. What's gone well in your speaking and in your teaching, in your preaching this year? How have you grown? What do other people say? For me, I'll share one thing with you that has been said to me, which is when I've shared this in these podcasts a bit earlier this year, going away on a Bible study tour with Douglas Jacoby and others, I was asked to do some very short daily devotionals, and I learned through that process how to be more concise. I hope to be reasonably concise today, but it showed me some ways to be more concise and get your message across with an economy of words. I learned about that. I'm not always great at it, even though I've learned more about that recently. I wouldn't say it's still natural, something I'm getting used to, but I have learned about that this year, and I am glad for that experience. What has gone well this year, 2022, as I'm recording? Second question. What needs improvement? The church in Thyatira needs improvement, doesn't it? There's a problem with this woman called Jezebel, whether metaphorically Jezebel or someone literally called Jezebel. There's a problem with eating food sacrificed to idols. There are issues of immorality. There are issues of compromise with worldly standards. And it's not a good situation. And there are consequences if they don't take these things seriously. I'm not going to go into the elements of who this woman might be. There are various theories. You can always look up the Old Testament accounts of Jezebel in 1 Kings 16 and 2 Kings 9, if you like. But we've got a bad situation. Jezebel, if anybody, one commentator said, she's the baddest of all the bad girls in the Bible. I guess that's about right. So it's not a good situation. Trade guilds are part of the landscape there, and they're compromising so that they can get along and do business and network. And the issue is not so much the immorality and the idol worship, though that's an issue, but the issue is really toleration. You tolerate that woman. You tolerate this behavior. You tolerate not confronting these situations that need dealing with. So the question for you and I, as we think about our teaching and preaching this year, has there been anything that we've tolerated? We've tolerated in ourselves. We preach too long, or we preach too without enough personality, or we're dull in the way that we use our intonation, or perhaps we're too short, or perhaps we don't use enough scripture, or perhaps, I don't know, what are the things that you know? Maybe other people have told you, but also you know in your heart, this really needs to change. If I'm going to be an effective preacher and teacher going forward, I need to work on this. I need to develop this. I need to not tolerate it. Is there anything like that? I read this morning in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, a wonderful description of the way that Paul dealt with the church in Thessalonica. You know, he says, that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory. He's not talking there exclusively about the public preaching and teaching. He's talking also about, I think, the pastoral care, perhaps a blend of both. But I like that blend and balance there of encouraging, comforting, and urging. How are you doing in those areas? Encouraging congregations when you speak, that they feel uplifted by what you say. Or perhaps comforting them because we go through tough times. There's a war on in Ukraine. There's difficult economic times for many people right now. So are you comforting? Are you good at comforting congregations when they're hurting? And what about urging? Like urging onward. Let's have vision. Let's have faith. How can we live by faith? Let's go beyond what we think we can do because God is greater than we are. That might be a useful framework. How is your ability to encourage going? How's your ability to comfort going? And how's your ability to urge going? Maybe you might want to think about those three areas. Third and final question for today. What will be the consequences if you don't pay attention to the things that God has brought to your attention? You'll note here that we are told that there will be consequences. I'll strike her children dead, verse 23. And literally, I will kill them with death. All the churches will know. There will be consequences if these issues are not attended to. And the consequences will be for Jezebel and her followers, but perhaps also for the church at large. It's important to pay attention to things that God brings to our attention. And perhaps a video like this It's helping you to pay more attention to the areas of growth and development in your preaching and teaching than you currently had your focus on. We can't hide behind our circumstances. The people in the church couldn't say, well, that's that Jezebel person. It's not really us. No, it's affecting the church. The way that we preach and teach affects the church. Yes, your background, you may not have much training in speaking. Perhaps you don't have many of the gifts other people have. Maybe you get compared negatively to other preachers and teachers. I wish he or she could speak like this person, that person. It doesn't really matter what other people think. It doesn't even matter that much what you and I think of ourselves. What really matters is whether we are growing. Are we paying attention to the things that God has brought to your attention? What will happen if we don't grow in these areas? Won't be good, will it? But what will it be like? Maybe write it down, because it helps to clarify our thinking when we write things down. Well, that'll do for today. I hope you find this helpful in reviewing your preaching and speaking year. So firstly, what has gone well? Just write it all down. Why not? What has gone well? I'm sure some things have gone well. Even if you've only preached once this year or taught once this year and it's the first time, you've done it, haven't you? So write it down. Secondly, what needs improvement? What is being tolerated? What needs to change? And thirdly, what would the consequences be if you don't deal with it? And the reason for writing that down is because it gives us added conviction and impetus to actually take action on the areas that need improvement. Next time, we'll talk about vision. We'll look at the last few verses of this letter to the church in Thyatira. I hope you find it helpful. If you've got any thoughts, drop me a line. Leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording, and leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we always learn best when we're learning in community. If you know anybody that might benefit from this recording, please pass the link on. Subscribe, hit the notification button. If you want a little booklet from me on spiritual discipline, sign up at my website and I will send that to you. It's malcolmcox.org. And the email address, if you want to be in touch, is malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And I think that will do for today. I hope you find this useful and helpful. Until the next time, keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care. God bless.